Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. We have a host of individuals who are going to share this morning, and I do hope they're able to get on the line. And if not, well, we'll save them for later. But I've spoken with several people this last week since I've been home. It seems like a whirlwind for some of us. This definitely was an experience taking part in the field convention in San Antonio, Texas. And one of those planes, trains, automobiles, buses, boats, you name it, we used every method of transportation to get there. And I think there was a dedication or a level of commitment for those who were able, again, and I'll repeat what Ben Woodward shared in the Leadership Zoom this last week on Tuesday morning. There was a, for those who were not able to make it, were bummed, obviously. However, there was just, those who were, there was a level of dedication, and I'm not diminishing those who weren't able. It's just, the payoff was so rewarding. I mean, not only was it amazing, beautiful weather, and the river walk, you can't go wrong being on the river walk in San Antonio. But the family atmosphere, the level of simplicity and the ahas of people sharing these simple truths that most of us probably knew or had we'd heard before, but the implementation hadn't taken place. And I think that was one of the biggest things that I keep hearing and seeing from people was not, here's what I learned, Vance, while I was there. This is what I experienced. But now that I've been home for a few days, this is how I've implemented it, and this is the result. And that is not typical. I know Zig Ziglar once said that, these weekend events like this or a seminar that you take in, they're great, they're fantastic. Or maybe it was actually Jim Rohn who was talking about a motivational experience. The problem is, yes, it was Jim Rohn now that I remember, the problem lies in the fact that within 24 hours, a lot of it is forgotten because there was no roadmap or no game plan or a track of success to run on. And for us in NECAN today, those of us who have made the decision to build this as a business and to share it with other people, and it may not look like a bona fide business at certain times, but those of us who made that decision, there are certain protocols. And I really feel that we have that with the tools, especially the tools that are available. And I'll talk about that more in the end. But let's jump in. *6 on your phone line. If you are in San Antonio, there are several that I've asked to share, some of who you shared on Tuesday on Ben's call, which, by the way, I did include that in my email so you can watch it in its entirety to hear from several that were there. There was one gentleman, one, and it was all besides Ben, and, I just forgot his name, we had several conversations, but, who wants to share first? *6 on your phone line, what was your aha, or your Polaroid snapshot, and how have you already been able to implement that? Not talk about it, but actually implement it.
Good morning, Vance.
Good morning, Rita. All the way from New Hampshire, you had me in stitches yesterday, sharing with me your journey, both getting to San Antonio and then the journey home. I'll never, ever, I'm still laughing right now as I recall. And just set the stage really quick if I can. You have a, because of a couple years ago of an accident, an injury. When Rita travels, she gets to be one of those people that gets to be escorted in a wheelchair. And,
oh, no, this is your first time.
This is right. This is your first time traveling since then and using a wheelchair. But I think that what was not really alarming, but I can just see it up to being in that chair and then having the chair being let go by the person who's supposed to be holding on and driving it. And you slamming into a wall. That just that picture in my mind. And I know I shouldn't be laughing because you could have seriously been harmed. But I mean, that's that level of dedication and that commitment you made to to be there and to have that experience, besides the one going with Nurse Ratched, the gal who had no beds.
There's a weapon.
Use the wheelchair as a weapon with you in it. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. So Rita, well, sorry to divulge down that trail.
Okay.
Your snapshot and implementation since you've been home back in the Northeast.
Focus on the output, not on the outcome. If you're not interested, keep going next. Recruit and simplify. And
okay.
Gotta be short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a change in thinking.
Say that again?
It was a change in our thinking.
Okay.
That everything has to be simplified. It's got to be in 30 seconds. You've got that long to keep their attention.
Yeah, kitty cats on unicycles. Rick made that very clear. We're competing against cats on unicycles. That's everything on the internet, and we get so distracted so easily. You said focus on the output and not the outcome.
Yes, recruit, and simplify.
Okay.
And if somebody's not interested, that's their decision. Just keep going. Don't take it personally.
Uh-huh. And, you know, our conversation yesterday when we were chatting about this, I know you passed out a whole mess of the water cards and, you know, following up with those people. How is that different? And how do you see yourself being able to sustain that?
Yep, and I started when I was down there, as opposed to waiting till I got back here.
Okay.
And I'm also trying to get making steps for December 9th.
Okay. This is the first time hearing about December 9th, because we haven't said anything about it thus far. You need to make sure that date's reserved on your calendar, and I'll share a little bit more about that at the end of the call. So, Rita, hey, thank you for kicking it off. I know there's several others, and I know how much you despise when I push you into a corner and start throwing curveballs at you. Because although it may be fun for me, it's not fun for you to answer the question. So you answered it perfectly. And I know for you, Rita, one other thought is that you've been part of NECN for quite some time. And to go to these events, especially coming from New Hampshire, it is a commitment. Was it worth it, and why?
It was 10 hours going out and 10 and a half coming back, and yes, it was worth it.
Okay. Why?
You get to be around really great people when you're there. But also, the information that you're getting is unbelievable. And it's, I guess, intimate or personal. I mean, you can talk with people like Ben Woodward one-on-one. It's just, it's an amazing atmosphere. Everybody's honest and helpful. I mean, they will tell you the way it is, what worked for them, what didn't work. Rick was on with Pathfinders one track and realized it didn't work. And he turned everything upside down, inside out, and another path that did work. And that's teaching all of us. Short and sweet.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Rita, for stepping out here and being the first one to share. Who wants to go next?
May I be the second one?
Gisela, you can actually be the second one. And are you still in the great state, the Lone Star State of Texas, or are you back home?
I'm washing little diapers and little kitty clothes, and I am the helping mom, and it's a wonderful job.
That's great. You recently had a grandchild born just a couple weeks ago in Waco.
Yes.
And so it worked out perfectly for you. So, Gisela, again, not only in NECN, but prior to NECN, I would guess probably 40 years or so of attending events like this. And I think it was maybe it wasn't you that said I took more notes, and I watched you take notes. I sat next to you several times.
Go ahead.
Your pen was smoking. I mean, I thought it's like smoke was coming up and thought, my goodness, this woman writes fast. But a snapshot for you, there's so much we can take in, but what made San Antonio unique for you, and how have you already been able to implement it?
I have to say I haven't implemented much of anything, but I've done a lot of other things. But I will go home, and I will be still steaming. But the one thing I wanted to add on to the previous speaker is that when we, who are somewhat older, go to these meetings, what we see is really awesome, because we see people who are still vibrant, people who are excited about life, people who still have the lights on, and nobody tells us that we have to stop working because we are maybe too old to something. But those people there still have a great brain. It's just a great time where we can glean from each other. And that's what I heard before. You know, you associate with people, they're happy people, they're not negative people, because negative people don't stay there.
Sure.
And that's just what I gave you on the frills and thrills surroundings of what I see when I go there. And that is kind of, not kind of, it's fun, because it boosts you and gives you a charge that at any age you can do this, as long as you have a mouth and a brain, and that's all you need. But
I think
what I liked was, over the years we have had different jobs, but it's with the same company. And this one I really liked, and many have heard it, and it's we're in the healthcare system. Wait a minute. Well, that was my other one. That's not. I'll give you another one first. That was what Walter Cronkite said. Our healthcare system is neither healthy, caring, nor a system. And I think that speaks volumes.
Neither healthy, caring, or a system. No, it's a huge, huge.
Our healthcare system is neither healthy, caring, nor a system. And that's Walter Cronkite. He said that.
Yeah, and that was a few years ago, maybe a couple decades ago. It's thriving business.
Yes. And then somebody else said our health care is our biggest killer. And the biggest killer of 15 deaths a year. I got it wrong. Heart health is our biggest killer in 15 deaths a year. Why did we say that? Oh, I must have written it wrong. But anyway, there was another thing before that, and I'll tell you that real quick. And I'm going to go off from the product to the other thing. Soda is one of the worst things. Gives kidney stones. Calcium does not go where it is supposed to go, and that is where heart health is our biggest killer. 15, a year. So,
yeah, I think it's 15 million just in the U.S.
It is 15 million. Yeah.
And you know, just a little, not to divulge too much into the subject, but we often forget how imperative calcium is to the body. And anytime we look at or review some of the information that Dr. Naidu has shared with us, all of our organs, especially the heart, need that calcium. And when you're utilizing something that's acidic, that's going to leach that out of the body, the heart will suffer. And this is absolutely huge, and that's why the water cart, the waterfall cart, you know, for $10 for 100 of them, 10 cents a piece, we could scatter those in the east wind here in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. 35 mile an hour winds yesterday. That was sustained all day yesterday and today and the day before. We could just scatter them into the wind. And if only one person, it would be worth it. But, Gisela, one other quick thought or quick question, again for you. You're always full of energy and vibrant, and I had to apologize for the lady sitting behind us because we were shushed a couple times.
But, I tried to not.
But
we have so much to tell.
There is, and it feels like there's so short amount of time. But again, I want to go back to the question again. It's been 40 years. Again, other company that you were involved with before Niken, was there something unique or just dynamically different about San Antonio that you'll never forget?
Well, I meet my friends. And, you know, there were some things that were told from the stage, and I don't care how old you are in Niken, how long you have been in. You always learn something. And, you know, we've had good friends passed on before telling what we do. But I like the sentence that says, we are in the self-care and wellness management industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's very different than from long ago. So, you know, different.
Yeah, things. And
I wrote another thing down, Vance, and it says, is your passion big enough to give you the results you're looking for? And that is major.
That is huge. Is your passion big enough?
Your passion big enough.
And I know for me, it was the topic that I shared on, you know, first thing Saturday morning, that topic of your why. And for me, it's always been, if my why does not make me cry, then that passion is definitely not big enough.
I certainly have a story, and I have had other people tell me, they say, well, you have a story. But they forget that they have a story to tell. Theirs is, you know, it's not so important to them anymore because they've told it a lot of times, but it's important to a new person.
Yeah. What would you say, Gisela? You're a widow, and Stephen was the driving force, you know, to building the business, and he left you a huge thing. What would you say for a person, and I am putting you on the spot again, can you do this solo? Even if your significant other is right there with you, but maybe not as supportive as you would want them to be, or maybe they're not negative, they're just not in it with you. What would you say to encourage people after attending an event like this? Can they do it solo?
You know, Stephen could sell a toilet seat for a hat. I mean, he could just sell. He was just awesome. And I was the second in command, and I always said I was the thrills and frills department. And now I had to step up to the plate. I don't like that position, personally. I really don't. I really like the second in command because he was a definite leader, a definite leader. But do I have a choice? No, I don't really have a choice, so I have to step up to the plate. But I have been taught over the last 25 years, and I can do certain things just as good as he does. But he was still way out front. He could rope them in. It was just an awesome way. You either have it or you don't. It's just like a hairdresser. You either are a good hairdresser or you're not. There's not a lot of in-between. And he was just good. He was like a magnet. And my daughter said something one time. Somebody came in the house and she said, you know, when Dad came in the house, there was a presence. And a lot of times I have noticed when people come in to talk to somebody about Nikan, they do like, they're just a little minion, a little I'm not worthy much person. You know, I think they need to step up to the place and be a personality from Nikan and not just a little Nikan person who comes in there and they don't remember what you look like, what you said, or what the content of your whole thing was. So you have so many minutes for so many seconds to make a mark and make it then. It's like, I always say it's like on the piano, playing the white keys, not the black keys. Play the white keys. Just say the major things, make a mark and exit, you know, and give them a good taste so they can come back and say, I want more of this.
Yeah, and you definitely got my mind racing in several directions because, again, what San Antonio left in me was it made a mark, and there was so many more. So on that note, I know there are several other ladies that said, Vance, I'd be delighted to share. So Gisela, I'm going to let you go back to being the number one grandma there, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mary Bowser, Gwen Carter, Barb Satterwhite, are any of you ladies available?
Hi, Vance.
Good morning. Oh, now we've got LaVon Wagenbach. I know you're driving in traffic. Snapshots from San Antonio.
This is Mary Bowser.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I was so close yet so far off.
I was in transit from the worst reception to the better reception, so now I'm out on the porch. I love living in the woods.
Mary, you shocked. I think the words you used were, I came out of the closet after 3 decades of hiding behind hair dye. Is that it? And I will get a picture. In a few weeks, we're going to have Mary share, especially about the hair care. But Mary, you forced me. You literally, you didn't twist my arm, but I've never, besides the ladies that I live with, my 3 daughters and my wife, I've never touched a woman's hair. And there was something compelling when I saw you for the first time. Can you share that, just in the nutshell version, like super quick, and then let's go back to San Antonio, because some people are going, Vance, what are you talking about?
Well, in a nutshell, I decided that 42 years of putting a chemical hair dye on my head was 42 years of too many chemicals. So I've tried to, again, going along, trying to rid myself of allergies, thinking, why am I putting this toxic substance on my head, aside from adding up all the amounts of money that it cost me over the years. But when my hairdresser said, oh, my gosh, you're about 98% changed from my dark brown hair that I had when I was much younger to where I am now, I said, all right, let's go for it. And I said, what do I have to do? She says, well, we can do all these chemical treatments and strip the hair. We can do this and this and this, which sounded like another month of more chemicals. And I said, no, what's another option? She said, well, you could, I don't know, wear a wig for a year and see what grows out. And that sounds better to me, so that's what I did. And so I went under last year at San Antonio. I was wearing a wig. And by Orlando, talking about big events and what happens, by Orlando, I was out from under the wig and sporting crisp white hair for the first time.
And the reason I think my fingers were drawn to it was because you can see it, and you can just tell that it's so incredibly healthy, and it's, I love the word silver or white. It's not gray. It's stunning.
It's crisp white. Yeah.
Yeah, and it felt like silk in my fingertips. And I know, again, there's this, like, you know, certain things you don't say or you don't do between the genders, but I felt compelled, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this feels like one of my daughter's hair when they were, like, 5 or 6 years old. And,
right.
Not, you know, just amazing to see that. So we're gonna again.
No, I love the hair care. I love the hair care product. So
yeah. So we're gonna talk about this more in depth, because we've got the promotion going to the end of the year. Buy 2 shampoo, get 1 conditioner free, and why this is so imperative. And Mary's a perfect example. So we'll get photos. Going back to San Antonio and big events. What did you walk away from this event with?
Well, aside from all the training, and I'm not going to repeat everything because I agree with everything that everybody said earlier, but the one thing I did, I mean, it inspired you to take action, and it was, they're simple things. I went to pathfinders.biz, and I looked at, on one of the buttons, how to set up your PWP, how to set up your webpage, and I did that. And now all I have to do is wait for my little video clip to come in the email to me, and I'll be ready to add my personal video that I shot. So it's totally changed my webpage. Then the trifold brochures make it so easy and simple to talk about the business. Just read along, and this is the way it is. Here it is. Take it and read some more. Go online. Check it out. And then I don't have to sit there and handhold somebody while they're reading. It's just the tools that we have right now, including the website, are just so easy. And Rick is there and Pathfinders to show exactly what you need. The 7-minute video that he has out about the business and the company is really, I mean, jam-packed with information, but it's 7 minutes. And that's really all people need to hear. Either they want to be in or they don't. And so you don't have to spend 2 or 3 weeks or back and forth or take, you know, go in to pick up a CD or any of that. Just go check it out. If you like it, fine. If you don't, fine. Or we can watch it together. What do you think?
And I love the way Rick presented it when somebody, after watching the 7-minute video, they say, okay, well, what more do I need to know? Or I don't know if I understand. Well, let's watch it again. And that can sometimes, I know having 3 daughters, when you say, okay, you didn't understand what I said, so let me explain it again. No, I understand. Well, actually, now you're getting hostile with me. And I've had these conversations when you have a 7, 16, and 18-year-old. You have these conversations. But with adults, I think we can say, well, you know, actually, I don't mind if you've got another 7 minutes. Let's watch it again, because I think it's all encapsulated right here. There really is nothing more difficult to do or to understand. And
the other thing, and part of that is because it is 7 minutes of fast-fire information. And so I've even said to people, yeah, the first time I watched it, I was like, wow, this is great. But what did it say? So it took me, you know, a couple of times watching it to really get all of the things. So, yeah, I understand that.
And even Brody Craney's presentation that both he and Linda Morris, they kind of split it up in San Antonio to deliver it, that video. And if you've not seen that on The Vital Balance, just go on YouTube and type in Brody Craney, Vital Balance, and it'll come up. He's done several presentations, but watching those for me more than once, and I sat and watched it, a part of it the other day, again, before I sent it to a prospective customer, you can't learn it all the first time. And Rick's definitely done that and crammed it into 7 minutes. Application, Mary, since you've been home, I love the fact you stated putting together your website and getting all that, you know, up to snuff. Any personal contacts with people since you've been home that was a direct result of something, you know, that you took away from San Antonio?
Yeah, I had one gentleman said, whoa, this sounds really interesting. I don't have time to look at it right now, but, you know, give me a week. So, okay. And that's more than this person has shown an interest before. So that was from the brochure.
Yeah, there is a sense of urgency, but we don't have to quite be as obnoxious as I know I've been in the past. Because when people are ready, when they're open for it, when something happens, maybe it may not be a catastrophic event when it comes to self-care or active wellness, but when something happens, they'll remember.
Right.
And, you know, we just have to leave it to them. So, Mary, thank you again, and I look forward to letting you share in more detail about the transition you went through. And I don't know if all of us are necessarily saying, why don't we want to go on naturel, because I've run into some pushback when it comes to hair care. But I think that the message is loud and clear that when we make that transition to actually treating our scalp and our hair the way it should be treated without all the chemicals and the junk and the other stuff, there's something that will happen to the rest of our body as well. And we start someplace. And,
well, this is part of my quest to get chemical-free, which will help with allergies.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you have to make a decision, and whatever decision you make, you go through with it. So it was time for me to make a decision.
Thank you, Mary. Gwen or Barb, I don't know if either one of you, I know we're residing in the great state of Virginia.
Hey, thanks.
There, good morning.
This is LaVon.
I know,
just reached my destination,
you.
So. I like one-liners, but I don't really have one-liners, but I have some things that don't stood out to me that I would just like to share.
Go
and then
for
I'm going to have to go. Okay. Serious bleeding, trying with mine. And I think Dave Johnson is the one that said that. And what I learned on this conference more than ever before, I took more notes than I ever had before, and I've probably been to one every year for the last 22 years. So I thought it was pretty awesome.
22
but,
years, and you took more notes on this one. Wow.
Yeah, because it was also, I mean, I don't know, we built our business on the product, and it was just so product-oriented, and Bernadette had some great things to say. Her was more, I would say, business, but CSAT is not what you and not what you sell, it's what you stand for. And I thought that was a really profound statement too. And she also said your fear is 100% dependent on you for its survival. That really made me think. You know.
Wow.
So I thought that was a great one. And then Gary Linder had a great presentation on water. And he had a quote in there from Walter Cronkite. And
is that the
America,
one? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, about America's health care system is either healthy, caring, non-system.
Say that again. It cut out at the end.
America's health care system is neither healthy, caring, nor a system.
Yeah. Gisela shared that a few minutes ago, and
yeah.
What is fascinating to me is Walter Cronkite is someone from years ago, and he's describing exactly where we are in 2017.
Yeah.
That it's not caring, it's not a system, it's a thriving, amazing, multi-billion dollar business. And
yeah.
We have, as Herb Rapp says, you see people walking around with pipes up their nose. And I don't want to diminish the need for oxygen for those who have a breathing issue. But that's not healthy, and nor is it caring, and nor is it a system. It's a business out to make profit, and we have fallen prey to it. And we can't. And that's, Dave Johnson is adamant about that. We can turn this thing around if we're willing to really rise up and be passionate. The implementation of what you learned, I know going traveling back to Illinois, how have you implemented it thus far?
Well, I think that I really like this Walter Cronkite statement, and I've used that a couple of times. Now, I would use it to my generation, but probably to your generation. Do you even know who he was?
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly who Walter Cronkite was.
Okay. But if you get much younger people, they're not going to, so probably going to be very effective. But
right.
I was just driving up to Chicago with my daughter's boyfriend, and I used some of these on him, and, he agreed all the way, but we'll see where it takes me.
Yeah.
So I have somebody coming to call now.
No, I will. Thank you, LaVon, especially being in transit. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I do want to let... If
Barb.
Good morning, Barb. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. An awful lot of information, and I just am having trouble summarizing here, but I'll summarize and then I can go back. But first of all, belief. And Brody talked about it. Other people talked about it. You just have to have a belief in yourself, in the company, and what you're doing. So important. And have your intention. Expect success, as Botana said. So, and when you're talking to people and you're speaking with them, you're there for them, and your intention is whatever you want it to be. You have that intention. And the other thing is the brevity, and this is something that everybody needs to be doing. And we had a chance to spend time creating our 30-second What Do You Do? And for product and for business. And I encourage, in fact, challenge everybody on this line, come up with a 30-second what you do, and don't try and make it longer. Don't try and keep in the details. You've just got to be brief and clear. And mine is, if you want to.
I was so hoping you would go there. So hoping.
Okay. So I'm partnered with a company called Niken. I connect others to a path of health, joy, and abundance. Or I could say health and finances if I'm talking to. Period.
Okay, what does that mean? How, did it do something for you?
I'm partnered with a company called Niken. I connect others to the path of health and finances.
Okay. And Bob, I love the fact that you didn't deviate. I mean, that's way under 30 seconds. But that definitely doesn't describe our healthcare system today, as we've had, several have alluded to it. And we definitely have a need for abundance, both physically and financially, because those are two shortfalls. And yet your passion came through, vibrantly, as you shared that. And
the goal is to elicit questions.
Yep.
Okay. So what do you mean by, what is NECAN? What do you mean by health, path to health? What do you mean by health, path to finance? Whatever. So I encourage people to do that. And your product story. All of us have diarrhea of the mouth. We have got to stop talking so much. And your product story is the same thing. People, you want them to be doing the talking. And so we know all this, but it was just really fun to just practice that. And, of course, the tools that Mary mentioned, incredible. I've used them extensively, the water card for the last maybe month, and then the new tools with the brochures. And on the plane, I met a lady, and I was able to, instead of telling her what NECAN was, I just gave her a brochure, talked about the products, whatever, and she definitely will be a customer, if minimally. And your passion, like you said, your why, if it's not big enough. And I really think that there's just so much to, having a purpose and what's the word I want? Transferring or sharing that purpose. And that's something I haven't been doing, with people. Why are you doing NECAN? What's your purpose? What is your passion? Why do you even want to be involved? And that's why I love doing the 30-second commercial video that we did. Because if that doesn't get somebody's attention, it doesn't get somebody's attention, and it's okay.
Yeah, and there again, we have to, as Rita said at the top of the call, we have to move on because not everybody wants it. There, some people are okay with falling prey to our current system, and that's fine. It just is, and we have to be able to move forward. But that the gap between the two groups of people is getting bigger. And we really can, if we share it in brevity and share it passionately, people will grab hold of it. And it is a tremendous amount of fun. And I would echo what you shared about the 30-second. And when somebody says, well, what does that mean? Why? What is this all about? How has it impacted you? Is whatever the subject that you're discussing, I switched three different topics in less than 2 hours. And I changed my story up to fit the topic, whether it was heart healthy issues, whether it was weight maintenance, or whether it was chronic back. Three different people, and that was just all in one day. And I thought, I even though it's my story, but I catered to where they're at. And again, kept it brief. And I said, there's so much. And then be able to give them the information. Bob, you talked about the pamphlet. Or the trifold brochure or the water cards. Again, we talked a little bit about this last week. Magneticleaders.com is the website. Click on tools. And I added it up yesterday. And what did I come up with? For $50, you can get 400 tools, 100 of each one of them. The trifold brochure on the business, the trifold on the product, 100 water cards, and 100 of the vital balance / cleanse and detox cards. For $50, again, plus shipping, and what you can accomplish in that, because right now in the day of age, and Barb, you alluded to that you give them the piece of information, nobody else is doing that. Everybody has switched over to everything being on online. There is a huge market of people that want something tangible in their hands. And whether it gets lost or they throw it away or whatever, at least they had it in their hands. They can go back. It's not on the screen. It's not going to be obliterated by a kitty cat on a unicycle or whatever that comes across their screen as a form of advertisement, or they lose connection or whatever. It's right there. It's tangible.
Right. Yeah, I just think that's true. And because there's others that need to speak, I wanted to just add a couple things here, too. Mike's Law of Attraction thoughts. I mean, think about this. Ask as though you received, because it's all an energy thing. And your thoughts really create what happens. So everything starts in our mind. And, I mean, it's true of life. It's true of everything. And faith just means that you're knowing and trusting in these laws, that if you put that out there and you expect it to happen, it will happen. Now, you plant the seed, but don't dig it up. you know, you need to plant that seed, and that was another thing he had shared. But everything starts in your mind, and have fun with it, have passion about it, and let it go. You know the saying, let go, let God. You know, but know what you want, have a clear vision, have a clear intention. You have to do action things, but let them flow. And it's really, it was invigorating to be in the field or in the presence of everybody and learn from everybody, but connect with everybody. We've got such a phenomenal Nikan family. If, and nothing else, you just reconnect with people's like mind, and it's phenomenal. I just encourage everybody. The next big event is Utah. I would say get your plane tickets now and be there. And back to, like Dennis Williams always says, you know, the unshakable belief, just like Brody, in your products, in Nikan, in network marketing, and yourself. So
yeah.
Stop questioning all of this. Stop questioning why you don't have something. Anyway, I could go
yeah,
on.
Well, and that's, but, you know, to me, in my email that I sent out yesterday, to me, having lunch with Kurt Foley, and I spoke with Julie Tarr yesterday. She called me, and she said, Vaughn, that's... And I love hearing when she says my name that way with that British accent. But she said what you wrote about investing in ourselves, and she talked about that from the stage, that we have to make an investment. If we're going to treat this like a business, let's treat it like a business. And invest in the products for our own use, invest in our customers, getting them. She shared this pivotal thought of rather than trying to chase people down all over, you know, the great state of Colorado where she lives, she says, no, it's my business. I make them come to me. All my products are in my home. They can come to me. And is that any different than any other business that, oh, sure, we can order things on Amazon. But if I want something and I know where it's located, I have to go to them. They don't come to me. And if I order it on Amazon or if I order it online, well, then I've already made the decision. But we're talking about prior to that decision, people need to come to us. So we need to be willing to say, hey, why don't you stop by? Because I've already got the waterfall set up, and it's a lot easier than schlepping it to your place. Or I want to simulate a full night's rest on the sleep system. I have a quiet room away from the kids, and make it work. Put a sense of passion and vision on it, and expect, you know, the unexpected, and it's huge. Barb, you mentioned the next big event, Salt Lake. January 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's a Thursday night, all day Friday, all day Saturday. All the information is on magneticleaders.com. Just click on the events section, and you'll see it there. Get your ticket. Salt Lake is an easy, especially that time of year, easy hub to fly in and out of. It is a hub for Delta Airlines. Southwest has amazing fares. Other than snow skiers, nobody's really traveling to Salt Lake that time of year. And I made a commitment 2 years ago when I attended the event in Logan, Utah. I said, this will be an event, unless there's a family issue, a family conflict, this will be an event that I will take in every single year. And if you're in the Pacific Northwest or, anywhere, and you want to ride with us, give me a call. My intention, my goal is to fill a van. And... even my dad said to me this week when I made that comment on our Monday night leadership call, he said, you know, I'm not interested in driving this year to Salt Lake. I said, well, that's fine, Dad. I'm still taking your van. That's just the way. And that's my intention, and that's what I plan on doing. And so we've got room for 13. And but make that decision. You will not regret it. I mean, it's so amazing, and that comes from making that investment. I don't know if either one of the Zetans, Rick or Jeannie Zetan, or Gwen Carter are on the line.
This is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie. I was so hoping you could share. We're almost out of time, and I haven't covered any announcements, which is fine because there's really not any major announcements other than November 1st, which is, what, Wednesday? What's the big thing that's happening Wednesday, Jeannie, on November 1st as far as shipping?
Oh, anything under a pound, like 15.99 ounces, will be $4.95 flat rate shipping from the post office, USPS.
Which means 2 to 3 days maximum, not like 11 or 12 for people, the dear friends of ours that live in the Northeast or down in Florida, that it can take as many as that via UPS ground, 2 to 3 days. And I've talked to several people. I know Gary up in Portland, Maine, shared last week that 2 days is what it takes for to get from Southern California all the way to him via United States Postal Service. So that commences on November 1st. And, yes, it does apply to auto ship or any other regular order, anything under a pound. And you can the sky's the limit when it comes to that. That's a ton of jewelry that can go under a pound. I think it's sometimes two or maybe even three of certain of the nutritionals. And on that note, Jeannie, before you share, this is top secret intel. You got it from me, and you can quote me on this. Again, having lunch with Kurt Foley, being part of Team Kaizen, it's not so much the perks, but that in itself is a perk of being able to sit next to him at lunch for almost 2 hours, have his ear, and ask the question, well, where are you guys going to go from here? Because I'm one of those people like, oh, that's great. I love that special at your store or this. Where do we go from here? How do we make this bigger? What's the next step? And he said, well, that's what we're playing with right now. And he said, although we don't have a date, we don't have a time frame, we are working to alter the programming so that we can. Now, these are not his words. This is what the way Vance interpreted it. Is that so that we can compete with Amazon. Now, again, as a reminder, Amazon shipping is not free unless you pay $100 a year. And so Neekin will be working on that. So don't wait, though, just to get free shipping. A discounted shipping, that takes that hurdle right out of it for most people. So, Jeannie, for you, snapshot from San Antonio and application thereof.
Well, one nugget was Brody shared about telling a story, and he said, I make it really simple like this so you'll remember it. And so when you're telling your, this must be product story, but it can be a business story. Woman hurts. I put woman instead of man because I was talking to myself. But woman hurts, woman use magnets, woman feel good, woman make money. And I thought, you know, Ricky and I have been in the demonstration business all these years, and how our demonstrations are actually a tool as well as these physical tools, well, the pamphlets. And I don't know why I have not put that two together, probably because I do a lot of other demonstrations, but I thought how simple and fun this can be to, you know, here, put this on and let me show you this.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun. So seeing is believing, trying is buying, and we must demonstrate.
Yeah.
So those really...
You know, Jeannie, that caveman or cavewoman, okay, illustration is so imperative. And what Barb just challenged us on getting our 30-second, you know, story or 30-second pitch, I think all of us can learn from that, because I can. Man was stupid. Man jumped off 75-foot waterfall. Man injured back. Man in much, much agony. Man sleep on magnets, man no more hurt. Man make and generate tremendous income.
Yeah.
And I think I can use that. That's pretty simple. I think all of us can use that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So application for you, Jeannie.
And the power of our story and using our story, like Barb said, is just great. On our trip home, and I don't know if Ricky's on. He's probably setting up his booth at this point. But for me, it was very exciting to see him light up and get re-energized because of being at a big event. And actually, I could never explain all of that stuff to him. So for him to hear it firsthand from all the many wonderful speakers that we had. And so on our way home, he started making his list, but he actually, unbeknownst to me, and we were driving together, had texted a friend in Albuquerque as we were coming through Albuquerque, and he said, hey, you want to have, they were texting back and forth, and he said, hey, you want to have dinner and with this guy? And I said, well, sure. So he said, what kind of food do you like? We said, I have a favorite Vietnamese restaurant. And we're like, oh, yeah, I love it. So we met him right off the freeway, wonderful guy, and got to share. Actually, he already had an aquaphor he knew a little bit about, and he can. So we got to share the pamphlet with him. And he's watched the video now and has responded back. And, you know, but just to see the implementation is so simple, and to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Things we've heard all these years, you know. Actually, keep it simple.
And I shared with Kurt Foley. He had not seen it. On YouTube, man slides down driveway. We're going back to the caveman talk again here. But those four words and that silly 12-second video clip has earned Vance and Stacy Rogers just shy of $10,000. And it's 3 years old. It was November of 2014. We had no intentions. It's just the way our culture is wired. And the simplicity of what you're sharing, and I saw a fire last Saturday night while sitting down. You guys were eating dinner. I couldn't put any more food in my body after that lunch with Kurt. I just couldn't. And so I wanted that frozen yogurt from the store that's no longer in business right there in the food court. But I settled for a pina colada at Dairy Queen. Why I did that, I don't know why. So chalk it up to man still being stupid. But there is a sense of urgency. And, you know, my point with the driveway slide video is that that's where our culture is. And if we can't cater to that, then we're going to miss an opportunity of really refining everything that, as we shared, to really, the brevity is the key. And we can even say that to people right up front. Say, you know, for the sake of your time, how about I just share it in 30 seconds or less?
Mm-hmm.
And Jeannie, you provided a great example that if we can all use that caveman, that cavewoman self-talk, excuse me, and grab our story and put it into that format, what could we do? And I really want to challenge everybody. Don't wait. You don't have to wait till you get your website designed or you get this designed or you get a plan in place or you make the way Mike DiMuccio talked about, $1 million list, you know, a list of people. Just pick up the phone. I already hear the footsteps of a 7-year-old upstairs, but there's several people I'm calling today and just saying, hey, look it, here's the deal. When can we get together? I know we've been talking about this or that, or that's the follow-up part. But then other people, it's utilizing these tools. I would really, really encourage you. I know you're not investing in products, but you're investing in your business for $50 plus shipping. You'd have 400 pieces of information. And as we've been saying, we've been talking a lot about this on the Team Rogers mentoring call on Monday evening. A 49-cent stamp strategically placed on either one of those cards. No envelope required. Okay, and I'll say that again. You don't need to put the card in an envelope. There's a little white box where the name and address can go, and the stamp directly above it. There's enough space there. And the key is, and I have to do this as soon as we're done with this call this morning. I have to call one of my customers because I put the card in the mail, and I didn't tell him it's coming. I don't want him or his wife to round file it and not realize what it is. So I proceed it, or I know I've got a 24-hour window in the Portland area when I mail that card to somebody to either text them or call them and leave a message if I don't get them live and say, hey, the card's coming. I wanted to share this with you, and here's why. Very brief, and then follow it up. But on the waterfall card, to be able to write a note above the plants that simply says something along the lines of, hey, if this water will do this for sweet potato, what will it do for our bodies? And the words I like are, can you imagine what it'll do for our bodies? I want you and your family to enjoy what our family has enjoyed for 5 years now. And I sign my name. And yes, it's a sales pitch. I know, Gina, you being in the pitch business, that's a pitch.
Yes,
but it conveys truth. And So look again, magneticleaders.com. I'm going to keep talking about this until people say, Vance. I hear several of you right now saying, Vance, you made your point very clear. Well, until everybody's ordered these, at least one of the four, and started implementing them.
Hey, Vance?
Yes.
I just want to say one more thing. You know, sometimes we think that pitch is a bad thing, and it is not a bad thing. It's simply showing someone something that could perhaps benefit them, and they get to make the decision. So, you know, just to put that little plug in.
Well, no, you're so right. And exactly as Gisela said in describing her former husband, her deceased husband, Stephen B. Stevens, and that was when he walked into a room, there was a presence about him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have that presence. When we make that pitch, it's from a place of confidence that this is what the water has done for our family. This is what it does to sweet potatoes. Or this is what these insoles did for me. Or this is what the sleep system, how it changed my grandmother. If whatever that story is, we share it with confidence, not a sense of arrogance. But we make that pitch saying, look, this is my story. Nobody can take that story away from you. And if you share it with confidence and passion, deep down inside, just like you've seen a good movie, which, by the way, thank you, Rita, for reminding me. I saw the mental image of you in my mind saying, Vance, don't forget. If you've not seen it, I highly recommend it. In the theaters now, Only the Brave, true story of 19 men who lost their lives just a few years ago outside of Prescott, Arizona. And amazing. It brings conviction. And I managed to sneak away as soon as I got home last Sunday with Stacy to see it. And it's not because I'm a firefighter. It's because these are stories captured on the screen. And I think all of us owe it to ourselves to get encouraged, to get motivated, because that's what it did for me. And all week long, I keep thinking and talking to people, and I'm not making any money. We don't get paid anything for recommending good movies or good restaurants. It's just what we do. And you can wait till it comes to the cheap theater if you want to, or you can get a Regal card or a Cinemax. There's several different theaters that have different, you know, systems to get it for a cheaper day. For us, it's Sunday and Tuesday through Regal Cinemas. Edwards Theater is the same partnership. But anyways, it's a fantastic movie, and again, it is a true story. It's one of those that what I experienced just 6 days ago, walking out of that theater, and nobody was talking. Because it just so convicts you to the core of, man, am I doing something with my life to make it count? So, thank you. I can't even remember all the different people who have shared, but thank you for sharing this morning. And we are out of time. Go ahead.
Vance, real quick. Let me just say one thing real quick. I just wish everyone on this call would have gone to the convention, because it was incredible. It was just phenomenal. But the energy that I brought home transferred to my family, because when I got home, I was diagnosed with acute bronchitis pneumonia. And a month ago, I had signed up for a health fair at our Parks and Rec, and I went yesterday to this, and my husband worked the booth for 2 hours. And then my daughter came and worked the booth the last 2 hours. I can't hardly talk. And they did it for all day. It was just incredible. And I did a card, and I handed out to everybody about the business. And I just said, I want you to come on December the 9th. I'm giving an event. And they were interested. So it was incredible convention, you guys. That's all I have to say.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I really, really appreciate that. December the 9th, mark it on your calendars. We'll talk about this next week in more detail on how to leverage that event. It'll be coming live into your home via Zoom. It'll be a one-click thing, 9 a.m. on the West Coast. That's noon out on the East Coast. Gather people in your home. You can sit around and they can watch your laptop, because it's just really simple. You don't have to go high tech. You just have to have a computer that's got internet. Okay, it's that simple. And people can even stand, unless they're physically disabled. People can stand for a few minutes to watch some talking heads on the screen, and I don't demean them in any way when calling them that. But they're going to get the information, and you can start it a few minutes prior and have some fun and just socialize, or say, hey, come at, you know, this time because the event starts exactly. So I'm going to have some light snacks. It's, you know, for us on the West Coast, it's like breakfast time. You make some Vital Balance shakes. Tell them to come hungry if you wanted to. There's so many things. We're going to talk about it in more detail, how to leverage an event like this that's coming into our homes. We don't have to travel. And the importance of traveling to an event like San Antonio, for this one, it's coming to us. And what will your business look like if you have just five people to come? And as Gwen just said, people are interested. When we convey that excitement and that passion, they will respond and reciprocate. And it's so imperative. So kickoff call, November 1st, next Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Don't miss that. Okay, you'll see, you should have received, no, actually, I don't know if they send the emails out anymore, but anyways, all the information is in the information center under conference calls. The number is right there, so look it up on the website. I'm not going to give it out, and I'm not going to allow anybody to give it out. It's on the website. Go get the number, get on the kickoff call. Jeff Eisen will have some exciting stuff besides the shipping alternative that will automatically, any order will automatically default to the $4.95 flat rate for anything under 15.99 ounces. That's exactly, basically 1 pound and under will default to that. And December 9th, we're going to talk about that next Saturday in more detail, how to leverage that, and I'm going to ask several people to share on how they've leveraged events like that in the past. So have a great and fantastic weekend. Again, thank you to all of you wonderful ladies who have shared this morning, conveying a snapshot from San Antonio. Order your tools, magneticleaders.com. Tools section. Pick, and if it's not all four, pick one or two. Again, these are very, very inexpensive ways to get the word out about NECAN, and when you use them properly, the results are going to be just magnified. So, thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Adios. Do svidaniya.
Thank you, Dan.